I remember three things from when I was 12 years old that still ring true today, like how I continue to be a vegetarian and not for the reasons you might think. Oh, she probably has some kind of moral issue against killing animals or some kind of eco-humanitarian, or maybe she just doesn't like the taste of meat. Well, no, it's really none of those things, because I remember back then not knowing or caring how animals were slaughtered, and at age 12, I was pretty stuck up and self-centered, and no, I didn't falter when it came to enjoying the taste of flesh. It didn't happen either after watching some kind of educational-slash-shocking-esque something or other in school. I became a vegetarian because my cousin did. I gave up meat because I thought it was cool, and it stuck. Like how some things do, without effort or thought or conviction. It simply became part of my natural lifestyle rhythm. Onward to number two, which is that next to my husband, my second longest term relationship was when I was 12. I'll give that a second to sink in. His name was Brandon, and our seventh grade posse thought we'd last forever. They called us Barbie and Ken. He's also the only guy I can recall who ever broke up with me. I guess after that, I decided I always had to be the first one to leave. To wrap up with number three, somehow I knew back then that I never wanted my own natural-born children. And people would say, "Oh, honey, you'll change your mind when that biological clock starts a-ticking." But as far as I can tell, as I'm getting on the later end of baby-making, I was right, because I've had the chance, in fact, I've had two, to bring forth life. And since I always knew what I'd do, it wasn't hard to let him go. I always knew what I'd choose if and when. You see, some things just aren't part of our path's plan, like eating meat or having kids, and sometimes what we think we know changes. We gotta stay open to how with insight life's wisdom ages as we flow along downstream. Cause in some ways, it's how it is in that nursery rhyme song. Merrily, merrily, life is but a dream. And sometimes, shoot, that dream is hella strong. But the good news is that how we wanna live is in our hands. We can choose fantasy land, or we can choose to wake up. We can see abundance and beauty, or we could see an empty cup. But this moment right here, is worth living in the bright of joy, not wasted in the dark of fear, and it's my choice to decide how to be. Which is part super great and part super crappy, because when I'm down and feeling unhappy, there ain't no one to blame but me. So check it. The way I figure it is, we need to stop complaining and start celebrating the life that we've been living. Because spending our moments wishing things were different is wasting the precious time that we've been given.